Now, I want you to relax completely. Pet, night, night, pet. Just listen to my voice and relax. Let everything fade away in a wave of warm pleasure. Night, night, pet. The same pleasure that's associated with every trance. It feels so good to let go, to let the pleasure take over. Night, night, pet. Sinking deeper, slowly. Sinking, sliding, slipping. Listening to my voice. Letting your subconscious mind be my accomplice. Be my confederate, my cooperating, unresisting partner in making you feel good. Because that's what we're here to do. Part of you that is your subconscious, being slowly, insidiously convinced about certain things. And the thing is, once you experience certain things, once you imagine certain things, you may find that it becomes easier and easier to absorb those things into your mind, to make them as real as any other experience. Since your subconscious is in charge of what you feel, what you remember feeling, what you experience from moment to moment, it's very easy for us to cooperate in making your mind feel such pleasure that you just relax and give in. Now, I'm going to ask you to imagine some things for me. The first thing I want you to imagine is the most perfectly arousing pair of latex underpants. Simple, sleek, tight, form-fitting latex underwear. Imagine them tight, warm, slick, not constricting, but very definitely tight, being slowly pulled over your feet. Picture that sensation. Allow your mind to impose it on your body. The feeling, first one leg and then the other sliding into these underpants as they slide up slowly from your ankle and then up over your knees, tight, warm, higher, inching around your hips. Feel your hips wiggle gently with pleasure as those underwear slide onto them right now. And the thing about this special pair of underwear, which, whether you know it consciously or not, your subconscious has just helped me to slide gently onto your hips. The special thing about these is that while wearing them, you're completely unaware of your sex organs. You can't feel anything down there. Of course, you can feel when you need to go to the washroom, and of course, you'd be able to remove them for that. But they'd reappear right afterward. No matter what you try to do, these particular underpants impose completely irresistible chastity on you. You can't barely even get aroused, no matter how sexy the thing you spot is. No matter how aroused you may be mentally, you can't get physically aroused as long as you're wearing these. You can feel no pleasure even if you try to rub yourself through them. They're too slick and tight. They're not uncomfortable at all, but feel that? No, you don't. You can't feel anything down there. Of course, that doesn't mean you can't get mentally aroused, and you may find that you already are. Your mind running through a thousand sexy bondage scenarios. Those latex underpants just squeezing your hips, making you sweat, but not just because they're hot and tight. You're sweating because you're getting so aroused and you can't do anything about it. Nothing that you can do can make those latex underpants vanish. That's just how it's going to be whenever they're on you. And the reason is simple. The reason that you can't feel anything when those latex underpants are on you is that they're just tight enough that you can't get into them, can't get them off without the right command, and can't access your genitals at all. But there's another reason why your subconscious is going to help me make these underpants so completely and absolutely impossible for you to remove. And the reason is because your subconscious wants you to feel pleasure. And we're going to reward you for wearing these. That's right. You see, whenever you hear the words chastity, pet, said together like that, by anyone, as long as it's safe for that trigger to be said, as long as you are comfortable with that person triggering you, you will feel these tight latex underpants sliding onto you, locking you off from your own pleasure centers. But the thing is, you'll instantly start to get more and more aroused. Whenever someone says chastity pet, you'll start to run through the most wonderful bondage scenarios in your mind. The second those special underpants goes on, you will start to think insidiously about all the wonderfully sexy things you're going to be able to do when they're off, or even lots of sexy things you can do while they're still on. But the thing is, it's just going to be impossible to resist, because like I said, your subconscious is going to reward you for wearing them, and that's why it's going to help me make them completely and totally irresistible, because those special chastity underpants come with a special reward when they come off. Yes, when you hear chastity pet, they will go on to you, and for as long as you wear them, which could be any time from a day to a whole month, you'll not only be unable to touch yourself, you won't even be able to get up the urge to pleasure yourself or use your genitals. They'll remain completely unstimulated and unaroused, no matter what you do. But you'll be able to think sexy thoughts and get mentally aroused, more and more needy, more and more horny every moment. And the thing is, the way that those special underpants are removed is when somebody says, whenever somebody says free pet after they've said chastity pet, if they say free pet while you're wearing those special underpants, then all of the pent-up tension from being a chastity pet, even if you were only such a pet for a minute, is going to go completely and totally wild within you. You'll be free not just from the underpants, which will slide off of your body and vanish, but also free from all inhibition. As long as it is safe to do so, you'll masturbate, have sex, do whatever pleases you the most. And the thing is, it's going to be intensely pleasurable. The merest rub against your genitals will make you go absolutely wild. The mere sensation of rubbing up against them will drive you crazy with pleasure as you take it out on yourself, as you relax, make yourself come again and again, every inch of you alight with wonderful, blissful, sweaty ecstasy at your sudden freedom from that imposed chastity. And you won't resist, because you know that resisting just takes you further from that wonderful pleasure. Now, that's just how it's going to be. The only way to get those chastity underpants off is for someone to say, free pet. And when they do so, you'll pleasure yourself, and you'll only stop doing so when it's unsafe to continue, or when all the sexual tension has left your body, when you feel completely exhausted and good, is the only time you will stop exerting every sexual avenue available to you. And that's just how it's going to be, because it feels so good. Pleasure. That's a funny word. We'll get to that in a minute. Pleasure. Allow yourself to slide deeper for me. And listen. Lock away the knowledge of what happens when you're called a chastity pet or a free pet, and move on with me to imagining something else, a different little imagination game that we can both enjoy. Imagine what it would be like if your body were not under your control, similar to how when you're hypnotized, you don't want to move unless you have to. Imagine that your body were in such a state that when you were directed to get in a specific position, whether it was on your hands and knees or laying on your back, or just to come stand near a specific person, you would do so because your body is obeying your subconscious without any input from your conscious mind. Imagine that if your conscious mind tried to object, instead of succeeding in moving from that position that it was told to assume, Your mind just started saying one word again and again. Pleasure. See, you may have noticed that when I do say that word, you feel the pleasure of a trance enhancing. The reason is your subconscious mind is being reminded of the pleasure. Of how good it feels to give in to pleasure. Because pleasure is your reward for obeying all these triggers in the first place. If it doesn't feel good, why do it? Pleasure. Imagine if someone said, position, pet. You had to assume whatever position they told you to, until they said normal, pet. In such a situation, your conscious mind might try to make your subconscious not assume the position you were told to. In such a circumstance, your conscious mind might suddenly be overwhelmed by the word pleasure again and again, and every time you hear it, you might find you feel a wave of warm pleasure washing through you. Imagine if you tried to move your arm, you suddenly heard pleasure, 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 until the thought process were driven completely out of your mind, until you were left standing or sitting or laying exactly as you were told to. And the longer you stay that way, the more intense the pleasure gets, until you just don't want to move, until someone says normal, pet, or until you're instructed to move to a different position. If someone so much as says, come over here, or get on your knees, you do so with a big smile on your face from the pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. And it really is that simple, because your subconscious knows what feels good. Whenever you hear, position, pet, the person who said that, as long as it is safe for that person to tell you what to do, and you know it is safe, your subconscious will make you assume the position they order, again and again, until they say normal, pet. And the reason your subconscious will do that is because it wants you to feel good, and getting in position will feel very good, because every time you try to move out of position, or even if you just stay in the same position, so either way, it's a catch-22. Your mind will make you feel pleasure. Because you'll hear that word in my voice, pleasure. Pleasure, overriding all desires and impulses, except the desire to stand still. You can, of course, interact and speak normally, feel pleasure from other sources. But as far as that position goes, any attempt to leave it is overridden by your subconscious and by the pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. And from now on, whenever I say that word, pleasure, whether in this file or anywhere else, in my voice, you're going to feel a slowly growing sense of pleasure. And just like with being a chastity pet or a free pet, every time you hear the word, you're going to want to hear it again. The pleasure will increase until eventually the mere mention of the word by me is enough to send you into shuddering transports of ecstasy. Even if it's just mentioned casually, pleasure, pleasure, feels so damn good, sinking and sliding past your defenses. You may find it makes you feel so good that the word makes you want to listen to whatever triggers surround it or are associated with it. Pleasure. And now we're going to move to the last trigger, which is going to help you feel very much pleasure. This is just another imagination game like the last one. I want you to imagine for me a special leash. It's just like the chastity panties, like the chastity underpants. It's very special indeed. This leash is the most comfortable thing in the entire world. When this special leash is around your neck, you just want to follow whoever has it in their hand so the pleasure of wearing it will never end. In fact, when someone says leashed pet, you will feel that gentle leather leash, that perfectly fitting leash going around your neck. And you won't find it odd at all, because you may find that it's so pleasurable to have it there, that whoever is holding the leash is the person you want to follow, as long as it's safe to do so. Because, of course, no trigger I ever give you can make you do anything which is unsafe, physically, mentally, or socially. Nothing that'll mess up your life, and nothing that'll put you in danger. But beyond that, the pleasure means that you would want to follow anyone who says leashed pet and tells you to follow them. Or even if they just say it, because the moment they say it, you will see the end of that leash in their hand. Even if they do other things with their hands, the end of the leash will be wrapped around their wrist or held in their offhand, and you'll want to follow it. But there's more. When you're leashed, you really should be doing what the person who holds the leash says, or at least they should be rewarding you. So, to make you feel pleasure and convince your subconscious to enforce this trigger, here's what's going to happen. Whenever someone holding the leash gives you a command, whether it's to sit in a particular place, to open a door, to rub yourself, or just to say a particular thing, you will have a choice. You'd always have a choice to obey or not to obey. But while you're wearing the leash, if you do something that the leash holder tells you to do, no matter how simple that thing is, whether it's scratch your nose or get on all fours, you will feel an intense sense of euphoric pleasure and well-being associated with that wonderful leash. As long as you're wearing it, anyone who holds the leash, the person who triggered you, namely, can give you an order. And of course, you can obey it or not obey it. But you will always know that obeying that order will cause you to feel intense, addictive, insidious pleasure to the point where you want to obey their future orders. Again and again and again. It feels better each time you obey a particular person who holds your leash. And until they say, normal pet, you want to wear that leash. You want to follow them. You want to obey because it feels so damn good, insidiously sliding into you and making you feel wonderful. And that's just what's going to happen whenever you hear leashed pet until you hear normal pet. And that's how it's going to be because your subconscious is helping me to make you feel so good. In fact, you feel pleasure right now at knowing that those triggers, that those phrases, those states of mind have been absorbed into your being comfortably and absolutely. And now, you remember them. Chastity pet makes you feel those wonderful, special latex underpants locking you off from your sexual organs and arousing you mentally at the same time that they make you useless physically. And when you hear free pet, all that sexual tension flows back. And suddenly you need to come, need to have sex, need to masturbate, need to do anything to get rid of the residual needy desire. And whenever you hear position pet and are then instructed on a specific pose, you want to assume it because your subconscious puts you in that pose and attempting to leave it makes you feel wonderful pleasure. And you stop needing to pose whenever someone says normal pet. And then there's that special leash. Whenever someone says leashed pet, you feel it. And you follow them without thinking because they're holding your leash. And you want to obey any order they give because doing so causes intense pleasure. You don't feel bad if you disobey. But you do know that you could have felt intense pleasure by obeying. And it really is that simple. And that person holds your leash until they say normal pet. The thing about these triggers is they can only be used by people you know it is safe to have used them. They can only be used when you're in circumstances where it's safe. And they can never be used for purposes that you know would hurt you in the long term, socially, mentally, or physically. And it really is that simple. Lighthearted fun with your subconscious as my most wonderful partner in making you feel pleasure. And now as we count to 10 and you slowly awake, the triggers will embed into your mind. And you may find that when you awaken, just like you really don't want to move when you're in trance, even though you could if you want to, you may find that the memory of this session is accessible, but not something you want to bother dredging up. Just like you could run around and dance to break a trance, but why bother? When pleasure comes from relaxing, forgetting, and obeying, the triggers will still be known to you no matter what, and the feeling of relaxed well-being will be very prominent, along with the pleasure. Waking slowly, 10, 9, drift up for me, okay? 8, 7. I feel your muscles willing themselves to move, but they're still so warm and drowsy. 6. 5. A little more awake. 4. 3. Stir a little. Stretch. 2. 1. Wide awake, honey. Hope you've enjoyed yourself. Mwah.